Yeah, Neville here. It's Sunday, June the 21st, late evening, and I'm actually recording this on my iPhone. The first time I've been able to get at the iPhone for well over 4 hours following a reset, a total reset, and then a restore from backup via iTunes as the final, I guess, last resort in trying to resolve these peculiar network connectivity issues I've been having for a while on my home network. And I'm still half convinced it's something to do with the router, but the reset, which basically erases everything from your iPhone and puts it back to, I guess, factory default, and then the restore, which then reinstalls all your apps and everything else onto the system, seems to have fixed it, which is the last resort, as I mentioned, that in the Apple help file. Once you've tried all other things, including reset your network settings and manually do this, forget your network, all that stuff, which I've done loads and loads and loads of times, it didn't work. And but I'm, as I said, I'm still half convinced of something on this home network because this seems to happen typically on my home network. If I'm roaming, or rather if I'm away and on some other kind of hotspot network, it doesn't seem to happen. So anyway, I've not tried to figure out any further than that, other than follow Apple's help, which seems to have worked. Boy, what a process. 2 hours to do the reset. It alerted me when I pressed the reset buttons, asking, "Are you sure this will take 2 hours?" That's not mentioned on the Apple website anywhere. And the further approximately 2 hours to perform the restore, so it's 4 hours in total, and that's a huge amount of time. You don't want to be doing this too often. I mean, if it didn't work well, you have to do it again. Someone was tweeting me earlier that he's done four of these, and if it takes that long, my God. So anyway, seems to be working fine. And one of the behaviors I've noticed different, which makes me think this might work, is the Wi-Fi icon at the top of the screen is kind of lit permanently. Before, up until now, literally, that, if the phone was in sleep, is asleep, and I got it out of sleep, it didn't show the Wi-Fi icon until a good 10 to 15 seconds, then it would appear. This time, it's lit all the time. Now, to me, the acid test, I suppose, is going to be tonight when I turn the phone off, and then turn it on again tomorrow morning. Is it going to immediately find the network? That'll be interesting. And maybe it's more a perception than anything else. Maybe it's more of a feeling about it. So we'll see what happens. But I'm pleased at the moment.